There's never been a statue of a critic. So, you know, I think about that when people have things to say about you, is like, your opinion really doesn't matter. Like, you don't validate who I am. Like, and that's also part of self-confidence. Like, what I've realized is that I'm still here, you know? So it's like, there's something to that. Like, whatever you say can't knock me, because I've realized that I am built for it all. That's kind of my mentality.
Hi, Kirby.
Hi, Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
Welcome, Glamgelinos!
We hope you stay a while.
Cute.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Sierra, this beat is automatic.
We should just actually cut her singing it, because she did it for us.
Did she?
Didn't she? Or no, she did my goodies.
I think she
in
said,
my head she sang it. Okay, fine.
Yeah, I sang it.
Is
yeah,
you did sing it, and she was dancing.
We did not have the rights. We did not have the rights.
What a woman,
guys! She did this interview with us, and then literally was at the U.S. Open watching Serena Williams.
I literally texted Kirby and I was like, oh my god, how fabulous a life. I mean, not saying that recording with us is fabulous, but she literally was recording with us and then drove up to watch Serena play her last game. Just wow,
absolutely fab. We love to see it. Y'all, Sierra is on the pod. We don't need to do any formal introductions here. You know who she is. She launched a beauty brand yesterday called On a Mission, or OAM. And she likes to say she's on a mission. She's a woman with ambition on a mission. And the whole ethos of this brand is brightening the skin. You're going to hear all about it. We're not going to go any further. You're going to hear literally everything about it on the pod. There was a technical snafu. Blame. Yes, I'm dragging them right now. They have made my life significantly worse. Get it together. So you may hear a little bit of difference in the audio. The last 10 minutes are sincere apologies,
it's still a great episode.
Yes, she stuck through it, and it's the last 10 minutes, so if you made it that far, you might as well just keep listening.
And you should, because it's a good last 10 minutes. It's very entertaining.
So Sierra is on the pod. You can pick up OAM Skin, should you choose, after you're convinced to buy it after this episode. At oamskin.com. And without further ado, here she is. Wait, can you see the name of this recording by chance? Can you see what it's called?
No, what does it say?
No, I don't see it.
I have it. Sierra, the speed is automatic, super smooth.
We can't afford to play that, so Kirby's going to sing it.
I love it. She sounds good. She sounds good.
Wow, wow, wow. We love to see it.
You guys are silly.
Sierra, we are legit just so thrilled, because you've been a part of a lot of people's lives for a very long time, which must be such a crazy feeling, because it's like, you don't know us from Adam, but we feel like we know you. You've been a constant. And one thing I love to talk about when it comes to like celebrity and career is the fact that if you can have longevity, that is like an incredible thing to accomplish. So I tip my hat to you. The fact that you have been doing this for so long and you're so consistent and so just repeatedly good.
And also looks like not a day over 21.
Thank you.
I don't know how that's possible.
I'm so glad I'm talking to you guys today. You make him feel good.
We've been listening to you since we were in high school, and yet you look like you are still in high school. Your skin is glowing.
Thank you. That's that OAM. That's that OAM, baby.
And that's why you're here. We're going to talk about OAM. We've been testing it. We actually have our little lab samples that we've been going through. And so thank you so much for sending those over. We're so excited to get started with that. But we want to kick things off with a segment that we do every episode called What's on Your Face.
I actually have on Pat McGrath lip gloss, which I love. I also have like very lightly, like it's super tucked under. Honestly, it may not even be on me anymore because I've been rolling throughout the day, but I did start my day out with a little bit of like MAC lip liner underneath it all. I have on Maybelline mascara and I have a little bit of concealer right here and there, but that's it.
I mean, you look so fresh faced. For people that will be watching this, you'll see her, but she looks very no makeup makeup.
Oh, I love that. That's actually like my favorite thing to do, especially being, you know, running around all the time and then being a mom. And I feel like the world just moves so fast that you have to like keep up with it kind of thing. So for me, less is like more and quick and easy is like kind of my only way, which we're going to talk more about is for me, just, you know, find the confidence and feeling good with keeping it simple and still feeling like I'm like doing a lot in a good way. If that makes any sense.
Absolutely.
Sarah's a mom, so she gets it better than anyone. Yeah.
I mean, I could use some tips, Sarah. So we'll spend the rest of the interview talking about that.
I got you covered.
Thank you. Let's like start from the beginning. You know, you were obviously talking about how you have this really wonderful outlook on beauty, but has it always been like that? You know, did you grow up thinking you were beautiful or who were your role models? And what did you learn about beauty at a young age that maybe you still carry with you today or what has changed?
I will say this, you know, you always hear that saying that beauty comes from within. And I do feel like that's something that I really embraced early on. And I did have to work on it. You know, I was that girl that thought I had to, you know, as I kind of, especially into the high school years, and then even in my career, you know, coming out of high school straight into the pros, you know, I kind of thought that you had to have makeup, a full face of makeup to feel like your most beautiful self. And over time, I just started to think to myself and say, like, I don't think this is like really the best way to think. Like, it's not healthy. It's like a false reality. Because if I feel like my most beautiful self when I'm putting things on, then that's just kind of like, I think I'm kind of making things hard for myself mentally. So I did have to work on my confidence over time and just, you know, really working on embracing my true natural self. And I think for me, the power in that also came from like good self-care. You know, I love when I see beautiful people walking with fresh faces or a beautiful woman walking. I'm like, gosh, she's so beautiful. And there's like hardly nothing on her skin. Like, I'm gonna try that. You know, like I literally was a young girl, a young woman thinking that. And, you know, I do feel like that's the best place to be in because there is something psychological about feeling like if you think you have to have a full face of makeup to be your best self. That took time, you know, and I think obviously we're here today and we're going to talk about OAM skin, but there is power in taking care of your skin. There is power in loving on yourself. And, you know, the more we take care of ourselves, the better we feel. You know, the more we look in the mirror and say, I like what I see. I like what I see. I'm feeling what I see. Like there's something about that that really empowers you. And I think allows you to be your best self and to thrive. And there's something extra that comes with that. Like it's an extra kick of like, oh, like she's got the natural face today. And she's like, it's a vibe, you know, like, but that's something I had to work on, honestly. And it took me some time and bit by bit, I would scale my makeup back when I would do makeup to just kind of play with things. And then I just got to the concealer moment. I mean, that's like, honestly, my kids did that for me. I thank God for my kids because they really also helped me with keeping it simple, right? Like less is more, less sometimes is best. So it took me time to get there. I used to always use body wash and body lotion on my face. And that's also not the thing either. I started to take skincare more seriously. And I think that's one of the best things I could have done because I started thinking about my wellness as a whole and thinking about it long-term, like what's long-term wellness success, like taking care of me, you know, the things I'm pouring into my body, what am I pouring into my body? Am I making better health choices? You know, and in this case, like I want to level up my skincare regimen plan. So took me some time though. Took me some time to get to where I am today. And I love the girl that I've become.
That's incredibly inspiring to hear. I feel like all of us listening, or me specifically, I'm like, I need to get to that level because I still have days where I'm like, I don't like this girl. I actually want to ask you about this because I feel like because you've been in the spotlight for so long, surely you've had people telling you that you need to look a certain way or try a certain product or try a certain treatment. How do you keep the noise from everybody else from infiltrating what you know is best for you? Like, how do you even manage that? I feel like it must be extremely overwhelming to have constant unsolicited opinions about you or your choices all the time when you open up your phone.
Yeah. Well, you know, one thing that my good friend, or both Russell and I, he was like a brother to us. He's now resting in heaven, one of the best mental coaches in the world. And, you know, he said something that was really profound to me. And it was like, so true. He said, you know, there's never been a statue of a critic. So, you know, I think about that when people have things to say about you, is like, your opinion really doesn't matter. Like, you don't validate who I am. Like, and that's also part of self-confidence. Like, what I've realized is that I'm still here, you know? So it's like, there's something to that. Like, whatever you say can't knock me, because I've realized that I am built for it all. That's kind of my mentality. Because a lot of times people that talk about you aren't so happy with themselves, you know, and they're saying what you should be doing or how you should. It's like, who are you to tell me what I should be doing and how I should be thinking about me? Like, and then honestly, it's like, I want to spread love. It's like, you know what? I got love for you. Like, even if you may not have the best things to say, like, love keeps me light. Like, having love and being intentional about loving and thinking about joy, like, keeps me light. So it's like, kind of sitting in a place that's like, the place that I always want to sit in is like, it's kind of up here kind of thing, like living in joy and being light. And so, you know, it takes more energy to be negative or to allow someone to impact you. It's like, I got to stay light. Like, I've got to stay joyful. I've got to stay up here. You know, that's kind of like my approach to it. And then again, it's just working on myself over time with my own self-confidence. Like, you want to be to a place where you're impenetrable, like where nothing anyone can say can affect you because you know who you are. So that took time. You know, when I first started and I was a baby, I definitely was easier, be affected easier by what someone said. And then now I'm just like, I mean, I've just been through a good amount of things in my life. It's like, I am who I am. Like, and you know what? I'm going to work on loving me every day, even when I don't feel my best. Like, I am who I am. Like, and I know that for me spiritually, God says good things. So that's how I think, you know?
You know, what's so funny is I feel like you are inherently a beauty girl, because aren't you named after a Revlon fragrance?
Yes. My dad gifted my mom a fragrance called Sierra right when she was about to give birth to me. And she had a few names on the list. It was Bianca and another name. She saw that bottle. She liked that name. And then she named me Sierra.
See, it was all meant to be.
Yeah. You know, what's amazing is when I, you know, understood where my name came from, I was like, I want to one day become a Revlon girl. And, you know, I also love women like Halle Berry and, you know, watching them in the campaigns. I'm like, I could do that one day. And then that dream came true. So, you know, you got to speak life, you know?
And is that why you also created your own fragrance?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I created my own fragrance just because I've just loved fragrances in general. Like, I like a certain smell. Like, I like to smell like light and like you just stepped out the shower, but also like you can make a little mark in the room if you want to. You need to make a mark in a room, you know, just wait a minute. Hold up. You know, I think there's something about like, have you guys met someone? And I know when my husband like comes, like when he's left a room, I'm like, ooh. Like, it's kind of intoxicating. It's like, ooh, like it's a vibe. Well, I also remember like meeting a woman somewhere and I'm like, wow, she still smells amazing. Like, she's a vibe. Like, I didn't forget like how she was moving in the room. And like, I love that feeling, right? So I wanted to create that feeling and I wanted to create a scent that embodied all those things that I loved. So it just was honestly built out of pure passion and, you know, having the opportunity to create my own fragrance and doing it with Russ. The both of us love, you know, fragrances and we both love how it can make you feel as well. So it was really a passion project for us. And it's been fun seeing everybody, you know, share their posts, especially of our bottles. I love our designs of the RNC fragrance bottles. You know, we take a lot of pride in that too. So it just was a really fun experience. It's been amazing so far. We've started building out our fragrance line during COVID. So we were in the thick of the pandemic and it definitely was one of those things that kept us entertained. So yeah, it's pure passion. Just want to, you know, create the signature smell.
I'm like trying to imagine just how good you both smell and like your home.
So funny. Listen, go get that RNC and you'll get a little glimpse of it.
I'll close my eyes and pretend.
It smells good.
Sarah's daydreaming about Russell and Sierra.
Like, God, they must smell so, because there's like no better compliment, honestly, than someone being like, you smell really good.
Yes, I do know.
You want to leave that lasting impression. Like you said, it's more than just a scent. It's like a memory. It's a feeling, a vibe. So, okay, Kirby, we got to go pick that up. Let's talk about Ohm. Let's talk about why you wanted to start. You obviously have so many passions. You're so busy, but why did you want to do a skincare brand? Obviously, also the space is really crowded. What did you see that you were like, okay, I want to do this. I want to set myself apart in this way. Tell us the origin story.
Yeah, well, you know, it's been a passion of mine for a long time as well. It's one of those things on the beauty checklist of things that I wanted to do. This is one of those things. And, you know, naturally you want to say OAM, but technically it's OAM. And OAM stands for On a Mission. I'm on a mission to make skincare simple for everyone. That was what I really wanted to do. You know, I was, like I said earlier, I was that girl that would put face, you know, body wash and body lotion on my face. And, you know, my best friend and makeup artist of who I've known since I was 16 years old. I was going to like really date myself just now. Try not to like say how old I am, but you can do the math. I'm confident in that. I'm like, I'm not saying my age anymore. It's like, you know, my birthday's here and that's it. My birthday's coming up. But anyways, you know, she was in my she's been in my career since the very beginning, my very first professional shoot. I call her a box of wisdom. And she always talked to me about the importance of taking care of my skin. Sierra, make sure you're using your eye cream. You make sure you're doing this, this, and this. And I just decided, one day I was like, you know, I'm going to take this serious. Like, I need to be thinking about, like I said, my wellness as a whole, and especially within my skin, because it's a big part of what I do. I need to be thinking long term. And the reality is our bodies do change. Our skin does change. You know, when you get older, when you have kids, when you're ripping and running like I do in my world, it impacts your body. And so I committed to that. And almost 2.5 years ago, again, doing this project in the middle of the pandemic as well, this really kept me entertained. This is one of my passion projects. I was also pregnant, which was an experience within itself. It was like the longest pregnancy of life.
I was also pregnant during the pandemic. So I was there with you, girl.
Oh my gosh. Didn't it feel long?
It was the long and so strange.
Oh my gosh. I mean, we made it. We doing it. That pandemic, boy, it'd make something out of you. You know, I feel like I came out better. I will say that, you know.
But you had like many babies during the pandemic.
No. Listen, I did. This was one of my other important passion projects. And again, you know, being pregnant, being able to test these products, you know, our products are made with the water that's in our product is so pure you can perform surgery with, you know, with it. So, you know, again, I wanted to simplify the process for women. You know, I was the girl that would go in the stores and like, wait, when I'm looking in the skincare section, like, where do I start and where do I stop? Like, it's so overwhelming sometimes. So I have my numbered system that you'll see on the back of the bottles to spell it out for you. It's like the 1-2-step process to clinical, you know, clinical skincare and the best skincare, you know. So that was important to me. And also having the clinical aspect was really important because that's where the transformation really starts to happen. You know, you need to have that clinical aspect to what you're using on your face to really have impact and to really, you know, do all the things that we are always looking for within our skin as women, like the lines, like how do I keep the dark circles away? How do I like have evenness in my skin tone? Which is why we have the vitamin C at the core of every product in this line. And I learned so much with that too, right? Understand the importance of vitamin C, you know, so it was an incredible process, you know, but truly something that I was genuinely passionate about. I wanted to, you know, create products, obviously start with my skin first. And I think what you talked about, Sarah, is in this marketplace, I didn't know that there were as many people in this place, the marketplace, as it was until I was doing this and getting ready to share with the world, to be honest with you. And the one thing that I did realize in the midst of it is that there are not too many women of my skin color in this world of products, you know. And so the beautiful thing about OAM is that it starts, you know, I'm obviously a woman of color and it speaks to my skin tone, but it's also for everyone. You know, we tested our product on 96 women on the Fitzpatrick scale. And so we were able to see how the transformation happened in every skin tone, which was amazing, right? And so I am also a woman that has sensitive skin, right? And so thinking about that, I was a perfect candidate to really create something that was unique. And again, having that clinical aspect. So while the market is really crowded, you know, there's also a uniqueness to who we are in this place or who OAM is for many different reasons. And the product really is incredible. My skin has like leveled up like crazy since I've been consistent with my routine, like honestly. And I'm so glad that I've taken it serious, you know, and I'm excited to share what I call the secret sauce with the world. So people always ask me what I do with my skin. I'm like, okay, now you will know what I do with my skin. And it really works.
No, I actually do want to touch on the clinical component because for me personally, okay, I'll be 100% with you. When we first heard that you were launching a beauty brand, at that point, I was like, it's oversaturated. What is she going to do that's going to be different from everything else out there? And then when your team reached out and said, hey, this is launching soon, we obviously want her to come on the podcast, and then we got the products. I have to tell you, I am so impressed. The clinicals alone, I wish every brand did this because you hit the nail on the head. The Fitzpatrick scale is so important when it comes to clinical testing. And what a lot of people don't realize about clinical testing is a lot of times they don't have diversity in the Fitzpatrick scale when it comes to testing their product. So sure, it looks great and it works great for someone that has, you know, Caucasian skin like myself. But when it comes to deeper and darker skin tones or even just melanated skin in general, it may not be as effective. So looking at the clinicals that OAM has, I was super, super impressed just right out the gate. And then I loved the focus on the vitamin C. Vitamin C, obviously a very tried and true ingredient, been around forever. But at the same time, you have different forms of it so that different tolerances, different skins can, you know, react accordingly and feel safe, not like their skin's going to be irritated. But I also love that you are looking to help brighten skin tones that can't necessarily use things like hydroquinone, that which bleaches the skin and things like that. Like, there are just so many factors that play into this. So I just wanted to say that I really commend you for going these extra lengths. So I really, really think that you've done something special.
That means a lot. That honestly means a lot to hear that, because I mean, this really is the real deal. You know, I starting with my advisory board, you know, I have a certified dermatologist, Dr. Tiffany Libby, and she knows her stuff. Right. And it's important to me that I'm also educating myself in the process. But we also have our facts right. Right. We're also running it through the correct system. We're also able to educate the consumers that are getting OAM in the process. And it really is about an experience. You know, I always say I'm a woman of ambition on a mission. And that's kind of where the inspiration came from for the name, you know, on a mission, again, to make skincare, clinical skincare simple, but also to speak deeper with my women. Like, I think even learning about what you need to with beauty makes a difference, right? Then I also have my makeup artist, Yolanda Frederick Thompson, who I mentioned, who's in my career since I was 16 years old. We'll just start there and leave it there. She's a skincare guru. She knows this stuff. If you see her, honestly, she's almost double my age. And the way her skin looks is like, that's what I aspire to look like when I get there. And I'm like, if she's telling me to do it, I'm going to listen to what she's saying. And then I also have JC on my team, who was an engineer at MIT, you know, chemical engineer. And again, been in the business beauty for many years and knows her stuff. And our group of women, it's so powerful just starting there. You know, the conversations that we have, you know, really appreciating the process, really educating ourselves, you know, learning more where we can, but really, again, wanting to make sure that this product is as efficacious as possible. Maha, who's also a chemist in the lab, it was really fun being with her, you know, going up to the lab and like looking through the lenses, you know, seeing the difference in when product doesn't have the pure water like we do and their product versus when you do, and seeing how that little disc looks is insane. Like, it's been an incredible experience, you know, watching the whole process of when all the formulations come together. You know, there were 11 formulations to get to where we did with our serum and 32 prototypes. The detail was so important to make sure that it was right. So we have the Tri-C Pro Peptide Complex and our vitamin C serum, and it's a 20% dosage of the vitamin C, which is very special. The Tri-C Pro Peptide also allows it to be 3 unique doses of vitamin C that release in micro doses throughout the day. So that you talk about that irritation of vitamin C on the skin, because of the releasing of the micro doses throughout the day, you're never getting that irritation. Like, so many women talk about this serum in particular and how it's silky and smooth it is when it goes on the face, but how they don't have that irritation. We wanted to be thoughtful in that because, again, vitamin C is very necessary. It's all about how it's used. And so we were very, very particular about that and very thoughtful in that way. So it's just amazing to hear you say that. And then talking about the combination of all the products together, again, the numbering system, let's make it simple. You don't have to get these bottles and overthink what you're using and how you're using it. We made it simple for you. You don't have to spell it out. Like, it's right there for you. And you can choose to use what you want to when you want to. And I always say, listen to your skin. Your skin tells you what you need to do, right? I always wash my face in the full process at night. In the morning, maybe I just want to do a warm wash of water on my face, re-moisturize, a little eye cream, and go, right? So you end up learning what works for your skin in the process. But the vitamin C, as you mentioned, Kirby, was very important to us. It helps to protect and to correct and to prevent. And so all these things matter, right? The evenness of the skin. Like, I have a cool video. I'm going to post it up on my socials. It shows I had a dark mark right here on my forehead. And literally, I stay consistent with my plan with all the products. And literally, just like that, the dark mark is gone. But it's about consistency, right? And the great thing is that collectively, when you use the line, the balance is just right for the skin. And again, I'm a sensitive skin girl. So I was a perfect candidate for it. And I was pregnant when I was also building out this line, right? So I'm even more sensitive then, as we all know, Sarah, you know, we're very sensitive at that moment. So it couldn't have been in any better time to do that. It's just amazing to see how it's all come together. And again, educating myself in the process has been amazing as well.
Yeah. Oh my God. You sound like an expert, by the way. Like, for someone who used to wash, their face with body wash, and now she's walking us through the different types of vitamin C. I'm like, okay,
let's go. Level up, baby.
By the way, we should do like a dinger every time you reference one of your songs, like drink, take a shot every time Sierra is like, level up, goodies.
These OAM goodies are what you need, baby. And I've already said 1-2-step.
Bam, bam, bam.
1-2-step process.
Yeah, you said 1-2-step. You said 1-2-step.
If those were my songs, I would be wearing shirts. Like, I would be saying them in every line.
And then I would say, this is what you need to jump into, okay? Now we're rolling.
We love a good pun. Let's be real. Let's be real. Wait, Sierra, I'm actually curious. Like, did this brand always look like brightening vitamin C? Was like that always the vision for you? Or like, were there different iterations of this brand that you were like, I don't think this is going to work. Let's pivot. Let's see how this goes. Like, I'm curious, was this always the vision?
Yeah, vitamin C and radiance was always important. You know, it's that thing we're always looking for, is that glow up. And again, when you are consistent with the vitamin C and you're using all the right things, the glow up happens and it starts to sustain. It becomes a natural thing, you know, when you're maintaining it. So that was always a part of the process. But what I will tell you that, you know, was quite a journey was the actual texture of the products. I feel like when we take care of our skin, it needs to be an experience. You know, self-care needs to feel good. You know, when you're loving on your skin, you need to feel that love in every way possible. So down to the foam wash, you'll see how it lathers up, how if you do this one squirt in your hand, it kind of creates a mountain. I mean, there were several different prototypes that we had to get there. And I wanted that thing to lather up nicely. Like, it's so smooth and creamy when you rub it on your skin. It's just, ooh, feels so good. You know, so that was important to me. And then even down to the face moisturizer, at one point in time, I'll tell you, the hydrating cleanser foaming wash was very liquidy, like very like, so like it was too loose for me. So that's an example there. And the face moisturizer, the same thing. It's like you want that good moisturization, but you don't want it to feel oily or heavy or sticky. Like, so I had to go through several, you know, samples of that to get to where we are, where there was intentionality with that. The serum, I wanted for it to like pour nicely on the face and on the skin and to not be too thick and sticky and, you know, not too loose. Like, so that was a whole process as well, down to the brightening pads. You know, I didn't want this brat pad to feel rough on the skin. Like, sometimes, you know, you want that exfoliation, you want to get rid of those dead skin cells, but you don't want it to be so hard that it starts to irritate you, right? And so I needed it to be the perfect texture. So all those details matter to me. And I was very particular about each bottle, each product in the process.
Sierra, can you walk us through like your routine, AM and PM? I want to know like what exactly are you using?
Okay. So in the morning, like I was saying to you, it depends on like what my previous day was like and what my skin feels like. But in the morning, I want to start at night first because I think the night part is the most like robust, you know, time for me, or like the most like full package time. So what I would do is I would start with the hydrating cleanser first. And if you have makeup, I'll tell you the hydrating cleanser is you have to wash so many times to like remove the makeup. The way the hydrating cleanser rubs off the makeup, it's so good. Like it, you don't have to do as much like that. So love that. Start there first. And then I would go to my brightening pads. I take my brightening pads, do a nice little rub over. And again, if there's makeup residue, these brightening pads are perfect. They get a little bit left off while they're also feeding your skin that vitamin C. There's a little bit of vitamin A and E and green tea in the brightening pads as well. So you're getting a whole shebang when you're using the brightening pads. And they're 2-in-1. Again, a little bit of makeup remover, but also getting that glow up starting to happen. And then you're also getting a good prime and prep there. And then I would go into this is where sometimes like, you know, you can flip the steps that you'll see on the bottles. You'll see there's a C, right? And there's little dots that show like the numbering system. So we have 2 3s in our program because they both kind of the layering of the two of them and that third moment is critical. So you have your eye cream and then you also have the vitamin C serum. So what I typically would do is I do my serum next. I do a little drop here, rub it in nicely, nice and smooth. Some people like to pat. I like to feel like the silky smooth, you know, rub in a little bit. So I do that. And then I'll do my eye cream after that as well. And I do my eye cream oftentimes like game day, like, you know, obviously like Russ, he does his little black stripes on the face. I do my little white stripes on the face from the eye cream. I'm ready. And then lastly, I do my face moisturizer and that's how we close it out. And that's like my full step process. And I feel so good after I've done that. And I go to sleep night, my skin feels hydrated, like perfectly hydrated. And when you wake up, that glow up really shows up, which is great. And in Denver, honestly, it's a bit drying. So sometimes in the morning, I do feel a bit more dry. If I do, what I'll do is like take a nice little warm rag, wipe it over my face. I'll do my eye cream and then I'll do my face moisturizer and then I'm good for the day, you know? So that's kind of my flow. And then you can do that process 2 times in a day. Sometimes don't do the brightening pads as well. Like I don't always do the pads, you know, but that is a good step in the process when you need it. Listen to your skin. Your skin will tell you what you need. But those basic things, that hydrating cleanser, having the serum is critical. I call it the liquid glow to the face. Like this is where transformation happens with that unique doses of the vitamin C and the way the microdoses are released throughout the day. It is like the jam. You want to do that. You want to have that eye cream. You need that for the dark circles and the lines and like the collagen building. You need all that good stuff and the face moisturizer. Like for me, I got to live with those items and be pretty consistent about it. And again, remove the face wash if I don't need it in the morning, you know? So that's kind of my routine.
I have to say that you nailed the texture so well. Kirby and I always talk about this. Like the experience is so important. When I was using the cleanser this morning, I was like, I know that cleansers don't need to foam, but I really appreciate it when it does because I do feel like it's doing something. And then the serum is like, it lends to like a really great vehicle for facial massage. Like you're just like massaging it in. It's like so nice and slick. So we love it. We absolutely love it.
Yeah. It's good. It's an experience. When we're loving on ourselves, it needs to be an experience. Like we deserve that.
Okay. So I have to ask because you are a celebrity, if you are not aware. I think you are aware.
I guess so.
You're like, yes. Okay. So we talk a lot about this because Los Angeles, you know, we've been beauty editors for a really long time and we live in LA. We love LA, but we also felt like we wanted to pull back the curtain on things that people are doing in Hollywood that like the normal person at home is not privy to. And so I'm curious, like you have a bomb body. Okay, girl, like let's just be real. You look amazing. Do you do any body treatments? Like, do you go to the spa and get like wraps? Do you do any like, do you do injectables? Like, do you do anything like that? Like, what's your stance on those things?
You know what's so crazy? I think my formula is really the gym, just to be honest with you. The gym and tons of water. Those two things are really important to me. The hydration is critical, especially like when you're trying to like maybe drop a couple of pounds. Like for me, having my babies, I have like the 65 pound weight gainer girl. That's kind of been my max. And then my lowest, my floor has been like 55. So that's hard. It is so hard. Like, I'm like, if I could only jump in a machine and it just could do it, it'd be amazing. But nope, they don't have that yet. But I do tons of water. like a gallon and a half a day. You know, I train like crazy, and my choreography also, you know, contributes to that as well. And then as far as like some of the spa-like things, you know, I like microderms. I actually haven't had a microderm in a long time. I would love to do one again. I like that kind of stuff. I'll tell you guys something fun that I shared with someone the other day. I think I may have said it before publicly, but one thing I will say, a beauty thing that I have done that's more, I mean, I'd say cosmetic-like, is post-birth, I get stretch marks, like good stretch marks on my sides. I actually go and do this process that removes stretch marks. So I have done that.
What is this process?
Yeah. Do you know what it's called?
Yeah. So I have to give love to Dr. Lancer, who's amazing. If you see him, it's like, wow. But he's in LA. He's amazing. Such a great soul too. I don't even know what we call it. I don't know the technical name for it, but I went to him to see like, hey, do you have something for stretch marks? And the critical time to do that is like right post like birth. If you're breastfeeding, you have to like wait because you have to like a steroidal cream to like numb the skin. But basically it's this process when your stretch marks are still like that color, like green or like, you know, the colors in the stretch mark, that's the time to do it. And it works. It's crazy.
What's happening in the process?
So basically it's almost like, so you get your skin numbed, you wait there for a second, and then there's like this, it's almost like, it feels like microderm-like.
Like microneedling?
Yeah, it feels kind of like that. Like you feel like that kind of thing happening and it's running down, she's, you know, doing it down the skin, or he's doing it, or, you know, one of his assistants are doing it. Yeah, they're going like bit by bit easy, and you like go back a few sessions over time. And then you have like a cream that you do post the process. I mean, I'm trying to, it's mommy brain, I'm trying to remember all the stuff that I've like done like in the whole thing, but it takes like a good few weeks, a few sessions. And then like literally this healing, in the healing process, they're gone. And you may have like a little bit of residue, but it's like insane. Like insane.
No, Dr. Lancer is incredible. And I was wondering if it was similar to something I got. I had some popped like blood vessels on my back, like little veins, like little tiny veins. And I remember being like, I don't know how I got those. He's like, it was probably from sun exposure when you were little. And I was like, oh. And so he took like a needle and injected each little area with something and they just disappeared. And I don't even know how to explain that either. Yeah, he's incredible.
No, he's special. He really is special. He's the one I go to when something's abnormal for the skin, like super abnormal. He's the one I go to, and he's amazing.
I also love that he's also very honest. Like he's going to tell to you like it is, Dr. Lancer.
Yeah, he's funny. Yeah, he's funny. He might be like really like kind of stoic-ish when he's telling you something, but it's like, or direct. It's direct. Versus stoic-ish, he's direct, like you say. And you trust it. That's what it's about. It's about the people that are in your life to take care of some of the most important aspects of you. You got to trust them, right? Like Yolanda Thompson, you know, or not Yolanda, I'm saying her name, but when Yolanda Thompson, but AKA Yoli, for me, when she tells me something for my skin, I'm listening to it because I'm looking at it. Like, right? When he tells me something for my skin, I'm listening to it because he also knows his stuff. Like they know their stuff, which is important too.
I want to touch, sorry, Kirby, not sorry, because we already said we were going to talk about some mom advice, but just touching on that and the weight gain and your body changing, which, you know, you've always been, like you said, in such incredible shape. And I don't know, for me personally, it was like, it was pretty challenging to like, I was appreciative and I loved the way that my body changed, but also I was like, oh my God, like, I can't believe I'm this big. You know, like, when am I going to be able to wear my jeans again? And, you know, your whole outlook on beauty changes. And then, of course, after having your baby, you're just like, you're a totally different person. And your outlook again is like so different from when you were before you had your babies. So can you just share like what that journey was like for you? Obviously, you've been through it a couple times, and like any advice you have for moms or moms to be out there who are like kind of struggling and like I don't feel like myself, like how do I feel good in my body and my it just myself in general?
Yeah, you know, the thing I think about is grace. We have to give ourselves grace. You know, something so hard to do, but the reality is that our bodies are built for it. And our bodies have to go through these cycles that they have to. So like having a baby, like, I mean, like, honestly, my abs, my stomach will never be the way it used to be. I had to embrace that because you know what? I have to accept things that I can't change. And I look at my babies and it's all about perspective. Like, I love perspective in life. It's like, you know what? I don't like it fully. You know, if I would be like technical about what I see sometimes and I'm like looking at my abs or like, cause I had diastasis recti. So my ab walls, you know, split apart more. So I have to retrain the abs to come back together. And even then it's like kind of hard to do, like, you know, so it's like, okay, ooh, Lordy, you know, like that is a lot, right? It's a lot on the mind. Like if you want to think deep into it, and then it's not if you don't want to, right? So my choice is, like I say to you, it's joy, right? My choice is like perspective, like these beautiful babies are running around and I wouldn't change it for nothing. So you know what? I can't sweat this. Like I can do my best. Do your best. Like your best is good enough. If you're doing your best every day, you're doing a great job. Like you have to know that. And also know that you're not alone. Like all of us women go on that journey. Like, you know, whatever things that become different about our bodies that we're like, oh Lord, like, hello. Like you're like, come on, Jesus. Like, you know, help me out here, you know, but you can't do anything about it. Right. So it's like, do you choose to be down or do you choose to be up? It's a choice from my perspective. So I commit to that choice of being up. I commit to that choice of like, this is the beautiful part of the process. That's why I created my company, Beauty Marks Entertainment. And it was my idea of looking back on like life's journey, all the flaws, the not so pretty moments, you know, even down to my stretch marks. It's like all the scars you get from the obstacles you face in life are your beauty marks. So like, embrace the journey, right? Embrace all of it. All that's that good stuff. All the stuff that seems like it's kind of a little wonky. It's good stuff. When you're going through it and you overcome it, you become adversity tolerant. You become stronger. Your character becomes greater. Your integrity builds. Like you just become a better person by the not so good stuff. So embrace that good stuff, right? Love that good stuff. That's a part of what makes you you. So that's what I would say.
She's taking it to church, y'all. She's taking it to church.
Can we have a Sierra sermon like every day, Kirby?
Sierra sermon. Oh, wow. You better trademark that, Sierra. Sierra sermon.
Y'all better come to the session.
So before we get into our rapid fire round, which is a fun game, I wanted to ask you, this is literally nothing to do with beauty, but you're in the remake of The Color Purple, right?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Are y'all filming? Did you wrap filming?
Yeah, we finished about 4 months ago. I did.
Yes. That's so exciting. That's so exciting. I was reading that, or I saw on IMDb that Halle Bailey plays the younger version of you.
Yes, she does.
Did you guys get to interact at all?
I haven't met her yet. You know what? I haven't met her yet. But I love watching like, you know, her online and like all the stuff that she's doing and how her and her sister have been like killing it. It's so beautiful. It's girl power. So it's amazing. It's really awesome to be a part of that ensemble. The director Blitz is amazing. His vision and, you know, perspective and twist on the film is insane. You know, obviously produced by Steven Spielberg and Oprah. You know, Fantasia, Sealy.
Yeah.
It's a really, really amazing film. And I think people are going to really enjoy Blitz's perspective and twist on what they've known Color Purple to be. It's awesome. It's exciting.
I'm excited to see it. I can't wait. Next December, right?
Yeah, next year.
We got to wait a minute.
2023. We'll be waiting. It'll be here before we know it, right?
Truly. Yeah, you're telling us. You're telling us, sister. Okay, let's get into the speed round. We were like, what should we call this? We're calling this the My Goodies round. What are Sierra's goodies? I'm sorry.
We had to.
So these are your go-to products. Oh, we got a moment. We got a moment. My goodies. Okay.
Hey.
So we are going to ask you your go-to favorite products. The first thing that comes to mind and why you love it.
Okay.
Cool.
Sounds good.
Okay, so the first product is what is your favorite lipstick shade or brand? Ooh.
Like when you feel your best in what color shade?
Shoot, I like the Ruby Woo.
Yeah, Ruby Woo.
Yeah, red. She's popping.
Yes.
She's vibrant. She's a vibe.
What about your nails? Like, what's your go-to nail color?
Nude.
Yeah.
Those look good.
Yeah, I know.
Those look real. Who does your nails?
Nude, yeah.
Who's your nail girl Miho. Or nail guy?
My girl Miho in LA. She's Japanese, which I love Japan. I love Japanese everything. And she's just amazing and so talented. But she's been in my career for a long time now.
Okay, what is your favorite snack?
Favorite snack?
Yes. What are you munching on?
I love food. First of all, I love food. That's a good question. Why do I think about goldfish right now?
Because you have kids.
Goldfishers, exactly. I go on my kids' snack bags, and they have all the stuff. But yeah, goldfish. Yeah. I mean.
Or like, is there like a meal?
I guess that works. Okay, meal, my type of meal has changed, honestly. I really love, that's tough. Can I just say a few things that I love?
Please.
Sorry.
Yes, this is like please.
But like my favorite food, it used to always be soul food at the top of the chart, right? Now for me, it's going to Asian, some good sushi. Ooh, ahi tuna, some ahi tuna crispy. Wait, what am I thinking I get? Crispy.
Like on the crispy rice?
Crispy rice. I'm like, what is it? Brain fart. Crispy rice is so good. Oh, it's so good. But I love Asian food at the top, y'all. I'm telling you, I'm a Southern girl, so I love food. That if you want to like get to me, like, you know, they always say like food's the way to get to a man's heart. Food is the way to get to my heart, this lady's heart. I love Mexican food too. So good. I'm actually learning Spanish, which has been fun. But love Mexican food. So good. And then so forth. And Italian, love Italian. So good.
What is your go-to vacation destination?
Ooh, that's really tough. Because I love Cabo. Cabo is like when I think about it, I need to be teleported there right now. And I also love St. Bart's. How could I not say Italy? It's so good.
And Italy is Italy. Fabulous.
Italy is like, it's so beautiful. It's like, it's bellissima. Bellissima. Molto buono. Tutto bene. Oh, tutto niente.
We're there. We are there with
you.
It's going to
be the promo for this episode. Okay, last question. I want to know what song gets you on the dance floor. Is it Michael Jackson, Michael or Janet Jackson, right? Like, it has to
be. Wait, I can't just have to pick one of those, right?
I saw your reel that you did where I was like, okay, the little Sierra Jackson over here, like little Sierra Jackson. I can't do it, but you were like so giving me the MJ, and I was like, oh yes,
we that's love so to see sweet. You. Oh my gosh, you're so funny, and that's so sweet because heavens knows how much MJ and Janet have meant to me. You know, as a young girl growing up into my career, and I would say Rock With You by MJ, if that comes on, it's on like popcorn. It's just a vibe. It's just so classic and timeless. And you just, everyone in the room sings along, like, you know, in songs.
Right. It's like a crowd pleaser. Everyone knows it and loves
it. Music marks time. I think when songs like that come on, you kind of remember where you are, like in that moment, you know? So definitely would say that song would get me on the floor.
Thank you so much. This has been so, yay, so incredible.
This has been lovely. You're fabulous on every level. And this is going live the day after OAM will be out in the public. So where can everybody pick up OAM and where can they find OAM online?
OAMskin.com is where you can go to. That is your stop. That is where you stop and have fun and dive in and enjoy and explore the page. You can also go to the OAM Skin Instagram as well. You can look on my page at Sierra. I'll be keeping you updated. We also have an OAM TikTok, so you can check us out there. We are on a mission, baby, on a mission to give everybody what they need, the girls what they need, everybody what they need. So I'm excited. I'm so excited, you know, about this. And so, yeah, let's go. OAM, we're on a mission.
All right, that's it. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We will be back on Tuesday with the week's most buzzy beauty news.
Make sure you subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and follow us on Spotify so you don't miss any breaking beauty news or product reviews. And if you want to support us, be sure to follow us at Gloss Angeles Pod on all platforms and join our Facebook group.
Plus, find every product we recommend on our website, glossangelespod.com, as well as links to the stories and news we report each week. You can follow us, your hosts. I'm Sarah Tan, that's S-A-R-A-T-A-N, on all social platforms.
And I'm Kirby Johnson, K-I-R-B-I-E, on all social platforms. Gloss Angeles was created by us, Kirby Johnson and Sarah Tan. It's part of the Acast Network and licensed by Vice Media Group.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.